Well, welcome back to Who's Gonna Win for week 5 of the high school football season. We're right square in the middle of the year, and we still got a race going on here in our little competition, too. We'll have the whole gang with us this week when we get going. First, though, I want to remind you that we want to thank our sponsors, Ag Business Associates and Nishna Valley Credit Union, and we'll tell you a little bit about them and have more Who's Gonna Win right after this.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff at the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of 2 full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Back on Who's Gonna Win, let's introduce the gang. Doug Leonard is with us, Chris Parks, Matt Mullenix. I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us here this week. It doesn't go in that order, by the way. It goes Chris, Jim, and then Matt and Doug. That's kind of the order that we're sitting in right now after a kind of a tough week, number 4. I don't know. We kind of struggle a little bit. Chris and I were 5-3, and Matt and Doug each 4-4. I don't think anybody's calling their mom real quick to tell them how great they did.
Absolutely not.
I might have my mom make my picks for me.
She'd probably do a better job.
I think she might.
Let's take a look at what we did here last week. First game we had was Cam hosting Adair Casey. Ouch. Ouch in 2 different ways. Ouch, we all stunk picking that one because we all took Cam. And ouch for the Cougars. 56-17, Adair Casey got things straightened out real fast and put a knot on the noggin of the Cougars there on the road in our broadcast game. Van Meter and Exira EHK, we all got that right. Little shootout there. 41-33, Exira EHK wins that one. It was Riverside at Guthrie Center. Nice job, Matthew, picking the limb pick.
You're welcome. Yeah.
I don't think any of us stopped scratching our heads over who was going to win that game. We were all kind of confused, but it was Guthrie Center winning 14-13.
Somebody had to win between those two teams.
Somebody had to make an extra point. Yeah, Matt picked Guthrie Center. The rest of us lost with Riverside. We all won with St. Albert, 43-6. They beat Tri-Center. It was Trainer at Logan Magnolia, and sorry, Matt, you can't get them all.
Oh, boy.
He tried the limb pick with Trainer there. That didn't work out so well. 35-7, Loma the winner. We all had Griswold, and we all got that right. Griswold beat Underwood 12-0. It was Carroll at Harlan, and Carroll 42-20 at Harlan last week. And that was a winner for Chris and for me. It was Doug and Matt took Harlan, and that didn't work out so well.
That was one I didn't mind losing.
No. I was waiting for
that. And we did state that.
I think you were pretty plain about that. Creston at Atlantic. We all took Atlantic, and that came up short for us all. 27-20. Good ball game. Creston wins it, though, 27-20. So, again, 4-4 for Doug and Matt, and 5-3 for each Chris and I. And here's how we stand now on the year. Chris leads 23-9. I'm in second place, 21-11, 2 games back, and then Matt is at 18-14, still hanging around, and Doug is trying to tread water right now. He's 16-16. You got a big week in you?
I don't know. I'm going to try to not go below 500. So
that's always a good thing. You got to start somewhere. All right. Well, let's
get
started.
Right?
That's right. Let's get started here. We got a couple of 8-man games here on the schedule to start out our pick 'em show this week. We're going to go with Murray at Adair Casey here to start our program this week. Murray off to a 4-0 start. Adair Casey looked good last week beating Cam. They're 2-2. You're still in first place. Go for it.
All right. Well, this is a. And you look at the records and you might think, well, Murray should maybe win this game with an undefeated record. But really their wins haven't been against much very impressive competition so far this year. Twin Cedars, Harmony, Lenox, Mormon Trail, all teams that are kind of towards the bottom of their districts. So And Derek Casey's been as battle-tested as anybody in the state of Iowa. I'm scared how good Fremont Mills and East Mills must be now after watching them beat up on Cam, Derek Casey beat up on Cam on Friday, because that just makes things a little bit more confusing. But Derek Casey has got a decent ball club. They've got two great running backs in Cole Palmer and Clayton Plowman that can get it going for them on the ground. They don't make a ton of mistakes, really don't hurt themselves a lot. And I'm going to go with the Derek Casey here at home to get this victory and continue leading the district.
Okay. One for the Bombers. Matt, what do you like?
Yeah, exactly right, Chris. Murray comes in averaging 63 points a game. But I think the combined record of the four opponents have only three wins amongst all of them. So, yeah, they haven't played the tougher schedule that Derek Casey has. But they do have a good ground game. You know, they've got they share the ball around there with about three running backs that have pretty similar carries and number of yards out there, so they get it done on the ground. But I think with this being at home, and Derek Casey's really got things going, and they've played those tough ball games, so I'm going to go with Derek Casey also.
Okay, that's two for the Bombers. I was looking at some numbers and things. Yeah, they got four guys who have over 200 yards rushing. They do spread the ball around a lot. Murray and Austin Hall's their quarterback. He's thrown for 487 yards, eight touchdowns, just one pick so far this year. You know, it's one thing to sit and talk about the level of the competition, but you know, Chris and I were over in Anita last week doing the Cam and Derek Casey game. We had a chance to visit with some of those folks over there and that are in the know. And, you know, they've all said, no, Murray's for real. That's one of the teams they're really concerned about this year in that district, that there are some pretty good teams in that district, and they were one of them. But, boy, I had a chance last week. And Murray's got good size, by the way, too. They got a number of guys over 200 pounds, some pretty good young guys. Adair Casey has decent size, and that seemed to be the difference last week in their win over Cam, was their size and their aggressiveness defensively. But I really do like that combination in the backfield of Clayton Plowman and Cole Palmer. They really do run the ball well. They complement each other well, and there's no let-up at all between the two. And their aggressive style of defense, I think we'll see those numbers change a little bit for Murray this week. I just can't see going against Adair Casey at home. So I got to go with the Bombers. And there are a few games every year in each district that, you know, these are the ones you got to win, because these are the teams you're going to be battling with for playoff spots. This is obviously one of those for both of these teams. So, big game, Doug. What do you think?
Well, I'm not going to go out on a limb. I'm going to agree with all of you fellas. You know, Bombers beat Mustangs all the time, I think. So, as you said, Adair Casey's had better level of competition, I think, and really impressed me with that victory against Cam last week. So, I think they will defend their home turf.
Okay. Well, nobody goes anywhere here. We all pick the same. Everybody likes Adair Casey at home over Murray. Let's go to another eight-man game. We're going to go to Central Iowa's Ankeny Christian Academy faces off against Cam. Matt, how do the Cougars bounce back after last week's tough loss?
Well, I think they have a big bounce back, Jim. They've got a pretty good rushing attack on the ground. Ran into a little buzzsaw last week, as we've already mentioned. Ankeny Christian, I don't think, has very much out there to speak of, and so I think Cam's going to really bounce back with a big win on the road.
All right, that's one. I'm going to make it two. Cam, I know, was disappointed last week. They thought they would fare a little bit better against Adair Casey this year. They thought their matchups were pretty good, but again, that aggressive defense, that solid running game really got Adair Casey in a 30-0 second quarter. It's pretty tough to bounce back from those. You know, when you look at the schedule that the Cougars have right now, they've got a little drive going here where they can put together some serious wins, because Ankeny Christian's not a great ball club. Their schedule, when you look at it, they finish with Lennox and Murray in the 8th and 9th weeks, both at home. Now, Lennox, I know, is not the Lennox of last year, but you got to figure they're going to get better as the year goes on. They're still well coached, and Murray, we know, is tough, and they're going to play both those teams at home to finish. So they've got some opportunities to pile up a few wins here in the district before they get there, and I think they're going to be focused to do that and get that done here tonight. Doug?
Yeah, I think Cam, you know, it's nice to have them after a little bit of a bad defeat last week to have a week where they can come in and, you know, they got to take Ankeny Christian seriously, but to be able to work on some things, get back to the basics and just run the ball. And I think they've got a little bit of a road trip, but they'll take the victory, I think.
Okay. That's three. Chris, you taking a limb pick here?
No, I'm going to make it a clean sweep. I think you mentioned Cam, really disappointed with the way they came out and played. It just looked kind of flat to start that game. I don't think that game is indicative of, you know, those two teams on how far they are between each other with Adair Casey and Cam. I think Cam could have kept it a little bit closer than it ended up being, but they'll turn things around. They still got a great chance to make the playoffs in their district, and I think that Coach Woolham will do a good job of getting them focused on that once again, and this is definitely a game they should win. So I'm going to go take the Cougars here.
Okay, that's a clean sweep. Everybody likes Adair Casey in Game 1. Everybody likes Cam in Game 2. We'll move on to 11-man football after we take this short break.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
All right, back on Who's Going to Win, time to get back after the important business of high school football. Corning is on the road at AHST here in our third game this week. These are two teams that are struggling here lately. I get first crack at this one. Both teams 1-4, just about identical. Both won their openers and then have lost four straight since. The only similarity here would be the Nottoway Valley opponent. They both played Nottoway Valley. AHST played them a little bit tougher. It's at Avoca. Their first home game of the year. They've got to be thrilled about that. They finally got to play at home now that they have some facilities issues taken care of. I'm going to go with the Vikings here at home. I really honestly don't know. I'm just going to be honest, but it's at Avoca, so go Vikes. Doug, what do you like?
I agree with you, Jim. They were a little bit closer to Nottoway Valley. You know, 19-6 is fairly respectable, and Corning just wasn't able to hang with them. And then, you know, Corning's coming off a tough loss, shellacking at Madrid, too. They lost 59-0, which, you know, Madrid's a great team. But being at home, I think I'm going to take the Vikings.
Yeah, Corning's really had a tough run. They played Griswold, Nottoway Valley, Madrid. They lost to Southeast Warren last week. I mean, it just seems like it all piles up on them all of a sudden. Chris, what do you think's happening this week?
Yeah, AHST had a tough close ball game last week. They only lost by 7 to Earlham, which I don't think is a great team either, but you know, at least I think they're gaining some confidence, and like you said, they get to play at home. That helps a lot. Corning's been shut out their last two games against a pretty good team, so that doesn't do any good favors for your confidence either, so I'll take AHST at home also.
Okay, boring program. Blah, blah, blah. Here we go again. Everybody likes the same team, so let's move to game 4, see if we can shake it up. Nottoway Valley on the road at Panorama. Doug, what do you like this here?
Well, I like this game. The Panorama, what are they?
The Panthers.
Panthers, I knew that. I like Panorama Panthers. They are a tough ball club this year. They're ranked in state, I believe. They've got a tough defense. And that all goes by your competition, of course, too. But they've only given up 13 total points on defense. So Nottoway Valley has had some ups and downs, I think. And going on the road, I'm going to take the Panorama Panthers.
All right, that's one. Chris, what do you like?
Well, we just talked about Nottoway Valley's two victories over two teams that really aren't real impressive, and they've lost the last couple of weeks, West Central Valley and Mount Air. So I'm going to take Panorama here in this one as well. I think the home team's a pretty good ball club, and it's going to be too tough for Nottoway Valley going on the road.
Okay, that's two for the Panthers. Matt, what do you like?
Yeah, you know, Panorama here, they've racked up a lot of yards. They do it predominantly on the ground. They've got just a little over 1,400 yards on the ground rushing as a team this year, 1,750 as total. So Nottoway Valley, they've only got a little over 1,000 yards as a team this year for total yards. So the other thing, too, is they've come off – past 2 weeks have been awfully tough losses to West Central Valley, Mount Air, both of them by 8 points. You know, that's just awfully tough to, I think, bounce back against a team like Panorama, And as tough as they are, that's a lot of emotion the past couple weeks. And to turn around, have to go on the road and face a team like this is just going to be awfully tough. So I'm going to go with Panorama also.
Okay. Well, I'm going to make this a very boring program. I'm going to go with Panorama as well. Just more weapons, quite frankly. John Derry's having a real good year as a running back for the Panthers with averaging 8.2 a carry, 9 touchdowns, over 540 yards rushing so far. They just have more weapons. Nottoway Valley leans so heavily on Brad Bowdler. He's not only their quarterback, he's their top rusher. You know, God forbid something should happen to him physically. You know, then where do they go? There's too many eggs in one basket there. I like Panorama here in this one, too. So we'll make that a clean sweep again. Well, let's see if we can shake it up somewhere. Tri-Center is on the road at Audubon this week. Chris, who's going to win?
I'm going to go with the road team here in this one. Audubon, their competition, kind of matching that up again. They haven't played near the competition that Tri-Center has. They have a tough loss to St. Albert, but we all know St. Albert's a very good team, top-ranked in the state, so you can't hang your head too long about that one. I like Tri-Center, what they're doing, offensively here this year. They've kind of changed their style from last year. They were throwing the ball more last year. They've got a new coaching staff in, and they're running the ball a lot more. I think they'll have a lot of success against Audubon, so I'm going to take Tri-Center here.
Okay, that's one for the Trojans. Matt, what do you like?
Yeah, not only running the ball a lot more, but basically running the ball all the time. They only have 11 passes on the entire year for 71 yards. If you can stop the ground game, then you've done a very good job, at least limit it. But otherwise, I think, like you said, Tri-Center, they've got some good teams here. They've got a good season going. So I think they're going to come out on top.
Okay, that's two for Tri-Center. Yeah, I think the one thing Audubon has going for it, well, I guess the two things. One's at home, but the other thing is that, yeah, the Tri-Center is coming off St. Albert week. St. Albert week is always going to be a tough week for most of these teams in this district, and the following week is usually going to have to be that bounce-back week for them. But I think Tri-Center's got the right mindset, and quite honestly, more weapons there too. Riley Jones, you know, he's having an okay season for Audubon, but, you know, the holes aren't always there, and it's really difficult. They've been playing some pretty physical and athletic teams, and it's hard to find the holes. Britton Barrier runs well as a quarterback, but, you know, can't let the week go by without the Hokemeter. We got to check out Doug Hoke and see what he's been doing. He's up to 21.8 yards per carry, by the way. It's not the 50 yards a carry he started the year with, but nobody expected him to stay there. But 502 yards on just 23 carries. That's okay. I think most coaches would be good with that.
What a slacker.
Yeah, I know. You know, 21.8. So the Hokemeter right now stands at 21.8 on the season, and I like it to continue to stay high this week. I like the Hokemeter. He'll be like the Hulkemeter next week. I like Tri-Center over Audubon this time around.
Hokemania is going to run wild.
Hokemania. Doug, what do you like?
I'm getting off this bandwagon. I'm taking a limber on this one. You know, Audubon's got a little pattern going. They lost the first week, won the second, lost the third, won the fourth. But I think they're going to turn that around and put back-to-back W's on the board. Got to pick up a win somewhere, a game somewhere. So I'm going to take Audubon at home.
Does ASI have an office in Audubon?
As a matter of fact, we do. Oh. 405 South Park Street. Thank you.
Perfect. Perfect place to slide that in there.
All right. Thank you.
So we've got finally, we've got a curveball. Tri-Center for three of us. Doug's on a limb with Audubon. Let's go to game six. Griswold on the road at Trainer. This is one of those nice matchups in that Class 1A district there. And I believe Matt gets first crack at this one. How do you see it?
Well, this is going to be an interesting ball game. I was pretty high on Trainer early in the season here, and they run up against Loma last weekend and kind of got things handed to them. The one thing that kind of sticks out is doing some research is on the year, they've only have 685 total yards as a team offensively. So they've been struggling to move the ball offensively. Now, granted, they've played Loma, IKM in there, but still not able to move the ball. Griswold, of course, we all know they like to run the ball, 1,400 yards, 1,700 total offense in there. I'm going to go with Griswold on the road here. I just think Griswold's impressed me a little bit more, and Trainer seems to be maybe down on their luck right now. And, you know, like they took a beating last week that I don't think they saw coming. So it's going to be tough for them to regroup.
Okay, that's one for Griswold here. Yeah, on the road, but, you know, a good ground game and a solid defense, if you can eliminate the turnovers, the road doesn't really mean all that much to you. Sometimes the kids kind of get a kick out of going on the road and being able to take it to somebody else at their place, and yeah, you get to spend that quality time on the bus. You know, I mean, how can you downgrade that? I mean, you can't disregard the good stuff. Yeah, I like Griswold on the road here, too. Just too many weapons on the ground, and as Matt already touched on, he hit all the high points. Trainer really hasn't put together a whole lot of offense so far this year. Griswold won last week in a tough ball game on the road against a pretty good opponent in Underwood, so they know they can do that. That's already out the window. No doubts there. I like the Tigers. Doug, what do you like?
Well, I'm going to shake it up a bit on this one, too. I'm rooting for the Tigers, but I just have this strange feeling that Trainer is going to win. You know, they put up a few more points, comparative scores, when you look at the Underwood game versus Griswold, able to score about 11 more points. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I hope the Tigers win, but for my who's going to win standings, I hope Trainer wins.
Okay. Good explanation.
Yeah.
Back pedals are the best of them, doesn't it? Chris, finish it off.
I'm gonna go with Doug here. I'm gonna take the home team. That game against Underwood a couple weeks ago for Trainer, it sounded like that was probably their most complete, impressive performance of the year. And Underwood didn't score until very late in that game, so it was a much tighter game for Griswold trying to beat them. So I'm gonna take Trainer. I think they get things turned around. You know, they hit a buzzsaw on a big good team last week, but I think they turned around. They're a pretty tough team at home, so I'm going to take Trainer.
All right, so we split it up 2-2, Matt and I with Griswold, and Chris and Doug with Trainer. That's two games left now to take a look at, and we will do that right after this.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff at the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Two more games to take a look at here on who's going to win, so let's go ahead and get that started right now. We got Lewis Central on the road at Harlan here in this contest. It's my turn to go first. Oh, darn, I was hoping to go later. What the heck? Lost at home last week, lose at home this week. I'm taking Lewis Central. I think teams in this district are starting to smell blood, quite frankly. Harlan got clobbered last week, 42-20 against Carroll at home. And really, Harlan's one-dimensional. They don't have much of a ground game at all, and Zach Osborne, his arm's going to fall off if he keeps throwing anymore. He's had some success, almost 1,000 yards already this year, averaging about 15.5 yards per completion. But, you know, it's just that you can't keep doing that kind of stuff. Teams that throw the ball all over the yard, see it go the other way once in a while. And I know this goes against what I said about Nottoway Valley, putting all your eggs in one basket, but Alex Reed's a pretty good quarterback. He's doing it both running and throwing. He doesn't throw a lot, but when he does complete passes, you know, he's averaging almost 24 yards per, and he's rolled up over 520 yards of ground of rushing, 8.7 every time he runs, 9 TDs. He's doing a lot. And, you know, if you can keep the ball on the ground and do some things, you can eat up some clock if you get yourself an early lead. I'm going to go for the upset here. I'm going to take Lewis Central here at home and put Harlan in a hole here to start this district season. Doug?
Well, I don't know what to think about that. Yeah, LC's got the Reed kid is a heck of an athlete and a good quarterback. But I'm going to say if Harlan goes under 500 this year, you know, two and three they'd be if they lost this game. That 2012 end times prophecy, it could be coming a year earlier because I can't imagine Harlan being under 500. You know, who would have ever thought that? I don't. You have to go back a lot of years to see something like that. So I'm going to take Harlan at home.
So you say Harlan football works on the Mayan calendar?
Yeah, exactly right.
Okay,
and they might have been off 1 year.
Got it. Never know.
Nostradamus was wrong.
Never
Mr.
know.
Notre Dame. No.
All right, that's one for each. Matt, what do you? Who do we got next? Chris, what do you like?
I guess agree with Doug there. It'd be awfully weird to see that 2-3 next to Harlan after this week. I think this will be an interesting game. Certainly no walk in the park for Harlan, but to lose two in a row at home, I don't think it's going to happen. Lewis Central's got an interesting team, and I think there's a lot of teams that are pretty real close in this district. It's going to be interesting how it plays out with Lewis Central, Creston, Atlantic, and you throw maybe even Harlan into that mix. But I think Harlan's got a few more weapons, a little bit more balanced. I'm going to take them to win this one, bounce back.
Okay. Am I on a limb there, Matt?
I don't know. Might have to talk myself through this one.
Oh, goody.
Bear with me.
We've only got a 30-minute program, Matt, so...
No, as I was looking things up, I was a little surprised to see that Harlan still offensively leads the district in total yards on the year, just shy of 1,500 yards. So that kind of stuck out to me. But they've got suspensions that they're dealing with up there to key players. And like Jim already said, they are one-dimensional. They virtually have no running game, especially with some of their suspensions now. So they've got to figure things out. Some of the accounts from last week is that at times they looked actually confused and unsure of what was going on. I think the mystique can only carry us so far. I think a lot of them thought the second half was going to change, and as the second half wore on, they actually digressed there as the game went on. So I'm going to go with Jim, and I'm going to go – they're going to have two losses at home, back-to-back, same year, and Lewis Central.
Right.
Lewis Central's tough. They've almost beat Creston. We saw Creston last week. They're a big physical team. So if Lewis Central can get it together, I thought they were going to be one of the teams at the beginning of the year anyway. So I think I might go with Lewis Central.
Okay, so I should check my life insurance policy.
Yep.
I guess it won't matter if we're all gone, will it?
Yeah.
All right, that's 2-2 again. 2 Harlan, 2 Lewis Central here. Let's move to the final game on our list, and that's our broadcast game tonight. It's Atlantic on the road at Glenwood. Chris and I are getting ready to bring you that ball game. We'll have the pregame show for you here just in a couple of minutes after we finish this up here tonight. Doug, is it your turn to go first?
Yes, sir.
Have at it.
All right.
Lead the way.
Well, I think this is kind of one of those make-or-break games for Atlantic. They... they had a decent game from the sounds of it. Wasn't able to watch the whole game last week against Creston. They were in it again quite a bit of the game, but they just couldn't pull out a win. And, going on the road, I mean, it's tough for anybody to go on a road, even though Glenwood's 0-4. The redeeming factor for Atlantic's Glenwood's offense is not terribly prolific. They've only got about 800 yards total offense on the year. I've only scored 3 touchdowns overall too. So hopefully Atlantic's defense will shut them down and the offense will get things clicking and use some of the weapons that they have and come out victorious.
Okay. That's one for Atlantic. Chris, how do you see it?
All right. Well, this is always a yearly moral dilemma for me, being the Glenwood hometown, but I don't know much about this year's team. I know they lost a lot of talent from the last couple of years, and it really has kind of been a bad downward spiral here this year. They lost 35-0 last week to Lewis Central, and I think Lewis Central is a decent team, but I don't think they're that good to warrant a loss like that. So Glenwood's they played some tough teams. They've lost to Harlan, Lewis Central, and I believe St. Albert thrown in there too. So it's not like they've been playing terrible competition, but I just don't think they have the weapons overall, and Atlantic does. If Atlantic can get it together and play a complete game, they've got the guys out there, especially at the wide receiver positions, I think, if they can just give them a chance to make catches, which they did better, it sounded like, last week at doing. I think they'll have an opportunity to win this one on the road. So even though it is Glenwood's homecoming, too, so that's another distraction for them. So I'll take Atlantic here.
Okay. 2 for the Trojans. Matt?
Okay. I'm going to keep it going. I'm going to pick Atlantic on the road. A little more balanced attack than Glenwood has. They really haven't been able to run the ball at all this year, and like Doug said, they've got the 3 touchdowns, but they've all come in the air. They don't have any rushing touchdowns. So the one thing I'd like to see is I'd like to see maybe Atlantic establish that running game this week and see if they can get that thing rolling on the ground so that as the year progresses here, maybe use a little bit of ball control and some of that. So I'm going to go with Atlantic.
Okay, and I echoed my notes I had here too. I wrote Dvorak Blum. You know, those guys, and Derek Stork as well, at the fullback spot. But they need to establish that ground game. It really hasn't been all that terrific. It's been adequate at best. But when you have to lean on the quarterback all the time to make the plays, you know, I know they've got great athletes out there as receivers, but you know, you got to give these guys a breather once in a while. And Glenwood just has shown an ability to really kind of not get out of their way here so far this year. They're kind of getting their own way all the time. The quarterback, Stivers, only completes 41%. He's thrown 3 touchdowns with 8 interceptions. They turn the ball over just way too much, and they've made too many mistakes. The thing that scares me is we've gone, when I say we, I mean Atlantic. Atlantic has gone to Glenwood before with a superior team and come away with a loss. So it sometimes kind of scares me having to go down there and play in that bowl down there. But we'll see how it goes tonight. I'm going to stay, though, with the rest of you guys and take Atlantic as well. So we'll make that a clean sweep. We'll start there. We'll finish the way we started here tonight with a sweep on the board. All right, that's what we have for right now. Guys, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much. Doug Leonard, Chris Parks, Matt Mullenix, I'm Jim Field. Chris and I will be back with you here in just a couple of minutes, as we said, with the Atlantic at Glenwood ball game. Pregame show coming up in just a few minutes. Kickoff, 7:30 here tonight. Hope you join us here on the air and on the web. You can catch it worldwide at KJAN.com as well. That'll do it for Who's Going to Win for week number 5. Enjoy another night of high school football here on KJAN.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, for Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of 2 full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.